the rest of the story. Ida and Bill are giving a formal dinner party, and you are invited. The moment you enter their home, you are impressed by their profound love for each other. After nearly 30 years of marriage, Ida still calls Bill my dearest and my precious. Bill is still writing Ida little notes and signing them your faithful husband and always your lover. Yet though time has not dimmed their affection, their marriage is no stranger to tragedy. Two daughters have died, one at the age of four, another at 4 months. One can feel the emptiness when Ida and Bill speak adoringly of their children. But the void is soon filled to overflowing for the lives of Bill and Ida. For those lives are so completely entwined that to either the other is all that really matters. Their love is obvious and obviously not for show. You watch them as they greet their dinner guests and you marvel at the side-by-side proximity of a couple married for so many years. Neither at the dining table will they be separated. Ida is always at Bill's right hand. And the sight is a pleasant one, especially for that reason. What you're about to see, you're hardly going to believe. Bill is engaged in a conversation with somebody on his left. And once Ida, midway in a conversation of her own, hesitates, appears momentarily confused, and then goes blank, an eerie hissing sound comes from Ida's lips. And yet Bill will not turn to her, but instead, carrying on his conversation without faltering a word with the person on his other side, he will reach for his napkin and he will lift it and place it as a veil over Ida's face. He'll place his napkin over his wife's face. And the truth behind that veil is the rest of the story. In the middle of a conversation with a dinner guest, Bill has nonchalantly lifted his napkin, placed it over his wife's face. Anxiously, the other guests have pretended not to see what they've seen, have continued their own conversations, or stared idly into their plates. Similarly, you will divert your attention until interminable moments pass, and the napkin is removed to reveal the smiling visage of your hostess. It's as though nothing happened. But something had happened. Later you learn it's been happening between Ida and Bill for more than a quarter century. Either napkin or handkerchief in the midst of a card game or a visit with friends or a formal dinner party. Even those who are closest to Ida and Bill will not dare ask the reason, and neither will offer an explanation. For Ida and Bill, after three decades together, are lovers in an age when the matter with Ida would be left in a closet or locked in an attic or even linked with the devil. And yet this couple, foolishly in love, believes the matter with Ida, first evident following her second pregnancy, is an illness. And a century later, we know they were right. We call it epilepsy. And so once upon a time, the seizures that might have been hidden away in a secret room were cloaked only by a handkerchief of the gentle hand of a gentle man throughout his years in the United States Congress, and then as governor of Ohio, and beyond. For the dinner party you've just attended, one of so many during which that same gesture took place in the White House, of First Lady Ida and President Bill, William McKinley. Now you know the rest of the story.